Blog Talk Radio. My name is Aubrey Sinclair. I'm your reigning Miss Gay Fleur-de-Lis U.S. of A. 2017. I will be giving up this fabulous title February 17th, 2018 at Club Pink in Monroe. If you're looking for a fabulous ticket to qualify to compete for Gay U.S. of A. pageantry, please hit me up on your spare time or my fabulous promoter, Mr. Leo Black. That's a Saturday after Mardi Gras for all of you Southern folks who know what that is. Welcome to Spill the Tea. We will be spilling all sorts of juicy gossip this evening. I have a lot on my mind to talk about. By a lot, I mean a whole shit ton. The cup is overflowing. I stirred up some caca on Facebook last night, and I'm about to continue stirring the shit pot today. We are having cocktails right now. Barbara, my number one employee of Sinclair Enterprises is here, and this Spill the Tea session is sponsored by Haute Couture French Bubbles. Isn't that nice? There's a Blanc and a Rosé version. We're drinking the white varietals, and then we're going to drink the pink varietals. Oh, shit!
Oh, I'm going to knock somebody's
eye out. Here, Barbara, tell us about this Champagne.
It's called Haute Couture. It's from JCB Vineyards out of California. It's a French dude who lives in California now. It's their more high-end sparkling variety. They have the rosé and the white sparkling. And it's going to be, they're focusing their marketing efforts on the LGBT community. So it's real good. The bottles are real cute and festive. We're about midway through the Blanc or the white right now. It's got a little bit of pear taste to it.
It does. It does.
You're welcome. So we're going to finish that up now, and we're going to pop into the rosé shortly. You can buy it at a lot of retailers. It's starting to pop up in Rouse's soon here in the South area. You know what Rouse's is. You can catch it there, I think, in time for the Christmas season.
That's enough about
it. It's very delicious.
And is this your, like, uncle or somebody who has this?
No. It's a family friend who has a...
Oh, a family friend is a distributor.
A Kennedy.
Oh.
He's a Kennedy. Kennedy's brother.
Oh, we would like to thank Amy Kennedy's brother for the Haute Couture champagne this
Three
evening.
Three cheers for Amy Kennedy.
So check that out. We also have Melissa here, who is in charge of the Sinclair Enterprises headquarters and also current events and public relations.
Yeah.
Number two employee.
She's not an employee, she is an associate.
Thank you.
She's
a partner.
Yeah, she's a silent partner. But we have a lot of fun guests tonight. We have my daughter, my only daughter, the fabulous Paris Manchester Sinclair, who will be on in just a few minutes. We have an outpouring of questions for her. And then we will also be featuring a little bit later on in the show for Miss Gay Louisiana U.S. of A. She's actually celebrating her five-year anniversary as Miss Louisiana U.S. of A this year. The fabulous Serena Stiles from Shreveport, Louisiana will be on in a little bit. she does not want to talk about certain things. I have a list of things I cannot talk to Serena about. Yeah, which means I'm gonna. Those are all the things I'm gonna ask her about. So anyway, I want to give a special shout out to Rainbow Radio, Rhinestone Royals. There's somebody else, Southern Hospitality Productions, and Gay Fleur de Lis, US of A Pageantry. We're going to go to a quick song, and then we're going to bring on our first guest, the fabulous Miss Paris Manchester
Woo-woo!
Sinclair. Made Me Do by Taylor Swift, her newest little ditty hit out. You know, I wanted to perform this for Halloween with a bloody Trump head in Shreveport. Serena wouldn't let me do it. She said I'd get in a lot of trouble. But anyway, we have now officially finished off the bottle of white haute couture champagne, compliments of Amy Kennedy's
brother.
Mike.
The most relevant Kennedy out of all of them.
Amy.
Even more relevant than Ted and Amy. Anyway, we'd like to welcome our first special guest this evening, my darling blonde Amazonian wildebeest of a daughter, formerly of Thibodaux, Louisiana, now of the capital city of Baton Rouge. Let's welcome the fabulous Paris Manchester Sinclair.
Oh my God. Oh my God, hi. Oh my God, I didn't even see you there. Hi.
Melissa's hooting and hollering in the background.
Wow. Tell Melissa I said hello.
She says, mwah. How are you this evening, Patricia?
I am doing wonderful here in Baton Rouge. I wish I was over there with you guys drinking the Haute Couture sparkling wine. That sounds fabulous.
Let me tell you, after this show, I better get a case of this shit every time I'm on here.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want a bathe.
I better get one, too. I'll give you my address later.
These bottles are really pretty. You know, there's
all right,
a lot of
what's up?
This bottle. What?
So what's up? How's everything over there? What's going on?
You know, we're just sitting here drinking champagne, waiting for you to come on, listening to Taylor Swift songs.
Ironic you played that song before you, before
God.
Me.
Were you performing it?
I did. I lip synced for my life. I hope I won.
Bradley nailed it.
Everyone was saying that Paris is probably performing that right now. What, what's going on with you this weekend? Are you anywhere this weekend? Where can people catch you? Any Halloween gigs coming up?
I took off most of this weekend because I have an engagement party to go to for my brother. But if you want to catch me, I'm one night only this weekend at Splash Nightclub doing the hot spots at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock. So come see me on the dance floor.
That sounds real hot. Really hot. Are you at the pub next weekend, the following weekend, actual Halloween weekend?
I believe I'm somewhere.
Yeah, I think you are. I don't know. To check the
you
guy.
Can
I think
add
you
me
are
on Facebook,
because
and I will post everything on Facebook about my upcoming Halloween event.
Spooktacular.
Yeah.
So for everybody here listening in who don't know who Paris is, why don't you tell all of our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a entertainer here in the state of Louisiana. I perform regularly at the Bourbon Pub and Parade in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, and I also perform regularly at Splash Nightclub here in the capital city of Baton Rouge, among other places here or there for the weekends. And I've been doing it for a very long time now, and my knees hurt. And it's not just from wearing high heel shoes, honey.
Well, it's from performing, but performing on her knees, bitch.
There's lots of stairs at the Bourbon Pub. Lots of stairs everywhere.
Good Lord. Okay, we have some questions that were sent in by some of our listeners. Are you ready to spill some tea, bitch?
Sure. Ask away.
I'm ready. Before we get into these questions, how do you feel about Britt Rambin?
I don't even know who that is. I don't even know her. I mean,
irrelevant.
I don't think I've ever met her either.
I don't know her. Who is that? What is going on? Why is that?
I don't know.
Relevant? Who is she?
I started a woman on Facebook.
Is that a woman, and where is she from, and what does she do, and what is it? Who is she? I don't even know who she is.
I'm not sure. I think Serena might be more inclined to answer that question. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is. Mariah Carey. I don't know her.
Hold on. Do you know who Veronica Loveheart is?
No, I'm not really hungry. Thank you, though.
Do you know who Fancy Ray is?
Yes, I do know who Fancy Ray is, and she is amazing.
All right, let's get into our real questions. Those are just
okay.
Warm-up questions. Okay, Barbara has some questions from one of our listeners. Who's calling Barbara?
Anonymous.
This is from an anonymous caller. What is the question? Let's see. Anonymous has sent a question for you, Paris. They want to know, why is it that most queens chase money and crowns versus actually wanting to support the pageant they're in and actually stand for what the title means?
I think that people who chase crowns and don't really represent what the crowns, like, I get it, okay, so people who want to chase crowns and things like that, the only people that I know that do that type of thing are people who do this for a living. So they're on, they're always on to the next gig, they're always on to the next adventure. It's not to say that they're not representing,
like,
a title. For instance, my very dear friend Mercedes at the Bourbon Pub, she is very well known in Mississippi and in Louisiana. She does a lot of competitions, and she wins a lot of competitions because she's very good at what she does. I'm not sure if this is her only employment. This is the only employment that I know of, per se, because she makes a lot of money doing what she does and doing what she loves. I don't think that she necessarily misrepresents a title or misrepresents the overall feeling of a title, but I see where how it would look from the outside looking in. You know what I mean? I guess because I'm a little bit more on the inside and I know the kind of person that she is and everything like that. And quite frankly, I don't know any crown chasers who don't really hold true to that pageant quality. So I ain't got
a
problem.
That's very diplomatic of you. This person also wants to know, who is the most underestimated drag queen that you think doesn't get enough credit for the art form?
Oh, man. I haven't really been super impressed with anyone that hasn't already gained recognition for being impressive. You know what I mean?
All right, let me ask you this question. This will be even messy. Who do you think is the most overrated drag queen that gets too much credit?
That gets too much credit?
Who's overrated?
Overrated-wise, oh, man, let's see. That would be oh man, is that, does it have to be local or
no, whatever.
Okay. I think Valentina from RuPaul's Drag Race.
I'll keep it on, please.
All right, now we're moving on to another question. This one comes from a listener who would like to go by the name of Wanda Sykes.
Okay.
Wanda wants to ask you, Paris, what sounds worse to you, a night of performing Shitney Spears tributes with kerosene or having to help Laveau and Blazin take out costumes on Amazon for a solid weekend at a sleepover?
I would not enjoy any of those things. not that I don't like any of those people other than Kerosene, because I really don't like her, but other than Blazin and Laveau, I don't mind those girls. We've had our issue or whatever, but I don't want to spend a weekend with them. That sounds like, I don't want to spend a weekend with anyone, really. That sounds just horrible. If I'm not fucking you, I'm not sleeping over, and you ain't sleeping at my house. I need my bed to myself and all these other things, and you need to get away. I'm sorry, but none of that, none of the above. Is that a C? Can I answer C? None of the above. Thank you.
All right, TJ Michael has sent in questions for both myself and you.
Oh, exciting.
So I think let's just alternate these and see how this goes.
Okay.
TJ asked me, how much money do you spend on tape to make them titties jiggle like that? Well, the tape that I use comes from a hardware store in Dallas, and I believe it's about $8 or so a roll. And a roll generally lasts me a good amount of months, depending what all I just. What I decide to tape with it. Sometimes I tape more than titties. Sometimes I only tape titties. Sometimes I don't tape anything at all. So, yeah. So about $8 a roll, TJ. He also would like to ask you, Paris, have you ever slept with a guy with missing teeth? I know you are from Thibodeau.
If I ever slept with a guy with missing teeth, it would probably have been, that's a yes. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Like full-on dentures?
I mean, full-on, no. I mean, if they were missing teeth, I didn't see that they were missing teeth.
They
I mean, you know what I mean? But that, I didn't get all up in their mouth. I mean.
So it wasn't like missing front teeth?
No.
TJ wanted to ask me, if you, Serena, and Paris were the only ones left to populate the Earth, who's carrying the child?
That would be
Serena,
you.
Because she's the, Serena because she's the fattest. And
yeah.
She's also the most limber. Like, she can hit the splits and just push it on out.
Yeah, but you got them birthing hips, Mom.
I know it wouldn't be you.
No, it would not. No, everybody knows that my uterus shriveled up and died long ago.
I still think Serena would be a better candidate. I think she'd be able to, like, fly those legs around.
True. I mean, true.
I'd be over it.
I would put both of you in charge of that. I would not be a part of it. Y'all can figure that out by yourselves. I'm sorry.
I have a question for you. What is your biggest turn-on, and what is your type?
Oh, man. My biggest turn-on is dick. And my type is money.
oh, God, this question's horrible. How many times have you broke a heel and rolled in the intersection of St. Anne and Bourbon? I can count 5 myself, so ... First of all, TJ, I have not fallen and rolled in the intersection of St. Anne and Bourbon. I have fallen outside of the pub. I have fallen on St. Anne. I have fallen on Bourbon. I have not fallen up in the intersection in the middle of the street and rolled. I have fallen down a flight of stairs at the pub twice. I fell coming out of the pub once. But I have not fallen. I mean, when I did fall coming out of the side entrance to the pub, I had a couple of drinks, and I did fall the fuck down and drag. I did fall. I don't recall rolling. Well, I did roll down.
Okay, girl, you fell, girl. And you probably rolled, and you don't even know it.
So I'd like to contest the 5 and the intersection part, but 3. 3 times.
Okay.
Paris, what is your definition of looking eyes emoji?
My definition of looking eyes emoji is exactly what you just said. It's look. That's it. Look.
Look at
us. Look at what you made me do. That's basically what it is. And, you know, a lot of people get really angry about that. And, you know, it is what it is. If you're angry about it, great. If you think, oh, well, you shouldn't go around stating your opinion on none of your business and everything, well, then defriend me. You know what I mean? I mean, and then move on with your life. I mean, it is what
get
it
the
is.
Fuck. Get the fucks out, because we don't have time for it.
No, can't be bothered. Sorry.
Especially without some drag.
That's another thing. It's, you know, some people take this so seriously, and this is how they make, you know, their earnings and yada, yada, yada. And for me, it's just, I don't get that feeling. I don't have that feeling, and I think that's okay. I think it's okay that I just do this for fun, and it's playtime for me. You know what I mean? I do think that that's okay. And I can turn it off and on when I want to. I don't have to constantly be on and perfect and all these other things. But people that take it so seriously, to tell you the honest truth, they can go fuck themselves, and I give 0 fucks. Because you shouldn't be, you're a drag queen. At the end of the day, the joke is on you. At the end of the day, the joke is on you. You are there to entertain. You know, the first entertainers were court jesters. You are basically the gay court jester. You just need to shut up, do your job, and have fun. Calm down.
Well, I think if you're making a spectacle of yourself on stage, you have to be able to tolerate whatever kind of criticism is going to come your way. I remember there was one particular entertainer back in the day who was featuring neon pink eyebrows.
Who?
Well, a lot of people are featuring neon pink eyebrows.
This is true.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
And one in particular got very offended that I was asking about these pink eyebrows. And my thing was like, bitch, why are you all self-conscious about your pink eyebrows? You picked up the pink crayon out of your box and decided to draw your eyebrows on pink. I mean, I just want to know why. I mean, I'm not trying to say they're ugly. I mean, me personally, I mean, I would not draw on fuchsia eyebrows if I was wearing a wig that wasn't fuchsia. I mean, to me, that makes no damn sense. But I'm not trying to criticize. I just want to know why everybody got a pink eyebrow on. And people got so bent out of shape over it. I'm like, well, that's your drag. I mean, you picked up the pink crayon and drew your eyebrow on pink. Why are you mad at me? Because I asked about it.
Exactly. And the same instance with me with that other particular entertainer about the Amazon bodysuit. I mean, or the Amazon.com bodysuit. Yeah, you bought it on Amazon. You own up to it. It is what it is. You didn't alter it. You didn't do nothing to it. You bought it on Amazon. You slapped it on your body. You decided that it was considered a costume stage worthy. And you went out there and looked a fool. I mean, everybody saw.
A boo-boo ass suit. Not a fool. they also would like to know, so your house is burning and you can only take 3 items. What are they?
My phone, and my roommate, and my keys.
Yeah. Bradley says burning because of the joint.
Oh no! Mom always said, "Don't smoke pot in the house."
I have a question for myself. What do you eat for breakfast is the most important meal?
Semen.
No, I don't eat that. I drink a big glass of the tears
Semen.
Of the people's feelings that I hurt all weekend long. I collect all the tears of all the people I make cry, put them in a glass, and I drink them for breakfast. I gargle with them. And if
for
I
breakfast?
Have enough, I'll wash my face in them to keep away wrinkles.
For breakfast, I have a big
glass
of fuck up.
And then I go outside and I pick myself a great big bag of all the fucks other people seem to give about my opinion, and I make a sandwich out of those for lunch.
That's right. And then for the rest of them, I just strike a match and watch them burn.
Oh shit.
Come on,
where's the other
question? These questions are stupid. Give me some better ones.
They want to know how many pockets should a pair of shorts have?
Only fucking 4. 2 on the side, 2 in the back. Cargo shorts were a million years ago. If you're not going hunting tigers in the safari, you need to not wear fucking cargo shorts. That's nasty.
And PJ had one more question for me. What in the hell is it? If you could pick one man from New Orleans to sit on your face, who would it be and why?
Pass. I don't want people sitting on my face. That's nasty.
No, Bradley's stepfather, John, is raising his hand. if I could pick one person from New Orleans, Sydney Torres, because he has many, and I think I would look really nice on the side of a garbage truck.
Okay.
Aubrey Sinclair Sanitation. Here to take out your shit.
Yes.
Boom.
A-S-S.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. Aubrey Sinclair Sanitation. A-S-S.
Yes.
Thrilling.
Oh, my God. Somebody wants to know, what's your favorite part of working at the pub?
My favorite part about working at the pub is probably... the fact that I get to, it's validation for me, coming from small town at the drama club in Houma, thinking that I would never get anywhere and trying to make a name for myself there, and then being a cast member at the Bourbon Pub, I never thought I'd make it that far. So it's just, for me, my favorite part about working there is telling people that I work there. It's my validation.
If you were a football player, would you sit? Not sit or stand, boo.
If I was a football player.
Would you stand or kneel if you were a football player?
Would I stand or kneel? What? Repeat that.
Would you stand or kneel if you were a football player?
Well, if I was a football player, I would kneel in the locker room. and I also do not mind standing up for dick. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna be good with both. Can I do both? I mean, what's wrong with both?
Yeah, you can do whatever the hell you want.
That's right.
Polygamy. Yes. Do you know what polygamy is?
Again, I'm not hungry.
How do you feel about polygamy?
I don't mind a lot of daddies, if that's what you're saying, but...
Who was a bully to you and why?
Who was a bully to me? Oh, who was a bully to me? I've never really been bullied. I'm, special and people like me. I don't know, I can't help it that I'm popular. People are jealous.
Leo Black wants to know, is it true that you do Adele better than Aubrey, or is the best that she's ever seen?
Hard pass on both. No.
Somebody wrote Kill Mary Bang pub cast number. So I guess me, Nicole, Mercedes. Who would you kill, who would you marry, and who would you screw? Let's take me out of the equation because I'm uncomfortable with that. And let's put Carly the four. Carly, Mercedes, Nicole. Who would you kill, who would you marry, and who would you fuck?
Okay, I would marry Nicole. I would kill Carly because who cares? And I would have sex with Sadie's because I'm into it.
And then they want the same question to apply to Oz cast members.
So let's say
Chi Chi, Connie, and Lisa Bowman.
I would kill Lisa Bowman.
That's so rude.
I would kill Lisa Bowman. I would have sex with Connie, and I would marry Chi Chi.
For those titties.
Oh, that's nice. You just like
for those titties, bitch. Yes. Put them on my back.
Yeah. You know what? I think we should take a musical break on that note. I think Serena is in the eve waiting on the line. All kinds of questions are rolling in. Shit. I think our fabulous DJ is behind the scenes ready to play a little ditty. So let's go ahead and bring that on. We'll be back in just a little bit, Mary.
Are we crazy? It is my desire, break down the wall to connect, inspire. Up in your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumble and they fumble and we are about to riot. They won't love, they won't love the lions.
Chained to the Rhythm by Katy Perry, and that was just delightful. I really enjoyed that. We've now opened up the rosé. And Paris, are you still on the line?
I sure am.
And we'd also like to welcome our other extra special guests for this evening's broadcast, the fabulous Serena Stiles.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How do you feel about it? We actually have live audience clapping, too, in the background.
Oh, wow. I'm so happy to be on the Kirstie Alley show.
Hi, Auntie.
And you know, I've always wanted to interview Carney Wilson, so I'm so excited you're here.
Bitch, I am Flo from Progressive. Don't even try it. I will give you a quote today.
We also have Brooke Hogan on the line. Brooke, are you there? Jesus Christ. Paris, before we start asking Serena some questions, we have a question from Sable Monet. I think Serena would probably appreciate this question also. Sable asks, Paris, what are your plans when it comes to overthrowing your mother, Aubrey, and having a New Orleans witch burning trial?
I would like to respond to the question with no. Honestly, I have no plans on overtaking anything. In fact, we'll burn witches as soon as she gets her ass to New Orleans. Tell her bring the gasoline. I got the matches.
Who are you gonna
burn? She's talking about Sable.
Oh. Well, Sable, they're staying Natchitoches.
We gonna watch witches burn. Come to New Orleans.
Keep Serena, them Natchitoches meat pies over there.
Come on.
Serena, for those listeners who may not be familiar with you, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
All right. I am Serena Stiles, from born and raised in Shreveport, Louisiana. I also perform at Central Station in all over Louisiana, also a member of the Bourbon Pub, Angels, Lipstick, if you will. Also, I'm a wedding and event coordinator for the Shreveport-Bossier Arklatex area, and happy to be here.
She specializes in draping fabric, counting folding chairs, and putting out chafing dishes.
Oh, girl, you sound mad. You sound pressed like a press-on nail.
Serena, also,
you need to put on a cape.
I might drape fabric, I might put out chairs, and I might put a table in it on there. But my checking account looks pretty fucking good.
Enough to get all them Christmas lights to put around that mailbox you sent a picture to earlier. Serena sent me.
Well, girl, you mad?
No, girl, I'm not mad.
Uh-huh. You want it around your hall for a landing strip. You just want it for a landing strip.
No, man, you know what? These are hardwood floors. You don't want the landing strip.
No. Not after our gig on Friday. Not after our gig on Friday, honey. No more small area rug down there.
Yum.
Serena, we have a question from one of our listeners.
Listener.
Mr. Ricky Post. I'm sorry. Ricky Posse, I mean Anonymous.
Oh, I love Ricky.
He wants to know why haven't you ever competed for the America system?
I just haven't really had the time, and I know it's more involved with being boy, and I've always been told I look more of a girl and I should be in US of A, Continental, and EOY and all that fun stuff. And when growing up in Louisiana, I wanted to do America, but people were telling me I wasn't America quality. So,
you don't
I mean,
like
wearing pantyhose? No.
Girl, she
not
came
really.
In.
Here's the thing. I do wear one pair. I do, on my head. So they can't clock me for not wearing one.
And what about all that silk?
There is no silicone on this body. It's all natural.
Ooh.
Y'all got quiet? Y'all thought this bitch was full, didn't you?
I knew better.
These cheeks, both cheeks are real. I'm Indian, part Indian, so.
It's potted meat and brake fluid and quick crete and fix a flat up in them cheeks. And I'm not.
Well, we're not talking about
your face either.
Well, no, we're not talking about the trade you had last night. And the pizza you gave them afterward.
Here's your parting gift.
Pick you up at the 7-Eleven later.
We have some questions from some of your cast members in Shreveport, Serena.
Oh, God.
They want to know, what did you do for the feathers on the bottom of your gown?
Nothing. Just paid for them.
And they want
I have some more feathers also upstairs that they haven't seen either.
And this select person also wants to know, how is the man from the horse track, and does he still have lots of money?
Oh, I know who this is. Well, Jade Summers, he's doing pretty damn good. He also lives right down the road if you want to come visit him. He has plenty of horses for you not to ride.
Why can't she ride?
Well, girl, she'll get bucked off. She don't know how to ride big things.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Paris does.
Yes.
Well, girl, she learned from her mama. Her mama takes big things.
And what do you take?
Best joke all night.
I don't take the fist with the starfish, that's for sure.
I will.
We also have a question from Jade. What do you know? How many straight guys hit on you while you're setting up weddings, and how exactly do you respond when they do?
Ooh, good question.
It just depends, because usually the straight guys aren't going to hit on you right away when you're around a group of people. If you're doing something like setting up for an event and it's just you and nobody else is around, they'll come hit on you and everything else. But, you know, happily say it, you know, I'm with somebody, sorry, unless you're Vin Diesel.
Paris, have you ever had straight men hit on you at the job?
Like every day. I mean,
she can't even eat a salad in the park without getting hit on.
And they do
not
it in front
salad.
Of people.
Right in front of my salad.
And the salad, even.
I remember she told us one time she was sitting in the car at the park eating her salad, and some guy tried to, like, hit on her at the park while she was eating her salad.
I had to make him wait till I finished my salad.
You're like,
that's
I only get 30 minutes, and it took 10 minutes to get here.
Exactly.
Serena, we have a question from Mr. Leo Black. He wants to know, is it true that you really want to do another pageant with a new promoter? Because
yes.
I think he's asking this because he's ready to get rid of me.
Well, girl, yes, it's in the works. But right now I've been focusing on my new house and getting it situated, too. But there is a pageant in my mind, and I do want to get back into it here shortly.
Does it rhyme with Shmoor to Shmee?
Possibly.
He also wanted to ask me, is it true that you are planning a sit-down dinner with all your haters for the holidays this year? If so, how many chairs would be at the table?
All of them.
I don't know. Y'all have to help me.
Hang on. If I was planning a holiday dinner?
I wouldn't be planning the dinner. You would be planning the dinner. But if you're planning a holiday dinner for me and all of my haters, how many chairs would be at the table?
Multiple tables.
Girl, do you want me to just rattle off a number off the top of my head?
You'd have to get some of them tits.
Yeah.
Girl, you would be like the mad. You would have like the Mad Hatter table that keeps going and going and going.
I don't know who would be. Who would be at it?
That never happened.
You want names of who would be at the table?
Yeah.
Girl, I'm not speaking those names.
Well, Brent Rambin would have the newest seat.
Well, obviously. She has the front row ticket.
Who is that?
Serena, who is that?
I don't know. You tell me. She's nice to me. He's nice to me. I can't say anything wrong.
Well, are we using the wrong pronouns?
Yeah, I corrected. Thank you.
No,
it's a he.
It's a he.
I didn't know.
It's a he.
I'm sorry. I didn't
know either. Now I've been sitting here being offensive, using the wrong pronouns. I thought she was a lesbian too.
Now I've violated
my own community. Shit.
For the first time.
Now Britt has really moved up to the front seat. Okay.
Well, you would know.
Well, I am doing the guest list, so here she is. I mean, he is.
Did you ever diddle Britt Skittle?
Hail to the no.
I don't know, Paris, who else would be on the list?
Ivy Drip.
No, we like Ivy. I just talked to her earlier.
Gia?
She would hate
Gia,
me.
I thought
Gia
we were
Giovanni.
About people, I don't like you. She would totally be invited.
Well, her husband, more so. Both of them. That'd be better.
Clarence and Bambi.
Yeah, that.
I don't know why Gia doesn't like me, but Gia would probably be at the table.
Oh, yeah, Gia. But a lot of Gias would be at the table. There would be a plethora of Gias. We'd have a Gia section.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. I mean, well, how many is that? That's not 30.
We'll get to 30.
Girl, who cares?
It would be a lot of people. It would probably be over 100.
We have a question from a certain title holder who wants us tell us your opinions on promoters that can't fulfill their obligations.
I don't think they should be in any pageants or promoting any pageants if they can't afford it.
Agreed.
And don't promise a contestant the world if you can't live up to your obligations either.
Serena Sable wants to know who you draw your inspiration from.
I have a few people. But one of my favorite people, costume-wise, is Roxy Andrews. Then I also draw from Tommy Ross because I like how she commands the stage. And then also Cher, I like how she, you know, glamorizes on stage. Britney Spears was good in Vegas, and I liked her stuff. Drag queen-wise, and Erica Andrews was always one of my favorite in Crystal Summers.
Is that why you're friends with Jade Summers?
She's my sister.
Are you trying to become a Summers?
No, I'm happy being a doll. See, even the dog agrees.
who do you find the funniest?
In life or what?
I don't know. That's just the question. Who do you find the funniest? Life? Entertainer.
Who do I find the entertainer wise? I'd have to say Lady Bunny. No, Bianca Del Rio. Because she says whatever she wants and gives zero fucks about it.
Paris, who do you find funny in this community?
Me.
In this community, I think that Keisha Bottoms is funny. I think that I'm funny. I think that...
you smell red.
I don't think I've ever spoken to Keisha Bottoms.
She works at the Oz now, so every time I see her out and about, she keeps me in stitches. So I think she's hilarious. That's probably somebody I think that's underestimated, by the way, for my question earlier. But she's always keeping me laughing, and of course, you know, my good friend Alex Duke, also known as Sissy, keeps me in
also
stitches as well.
As...
Thank you. Say it.
You know, Alina Shard, a.k.a. Bella Bexter.
A.k.a. there's a few of them.
Serena, who do you think is the most underestimated entertainer in your area?
In my area? I'm going to actually say Maya Andrews, actually Maddie. I've been watching her here lately more and more, and she's like getting it. I'm very proud of her, actually. I know she's working on her costumes and everything else, and I hope she gets her hair license pretty soon. But she's a force to be reckoned with pretty soon. She does very well here lately.
Who would you say is overrated in your community?
Pass.
You have to answer it, sis.
No, I don't. There is no spoon in my mouth.
If you don't answer it, I'm going to answer my best educated guess for you.
And I know that answer is not going to be right, so I'm going to cut you. Can't put words in a hoe's mouth. Oh, you mean in my area, like in Louisiana?
Yeah, in the vicinity.
In the vicinity, like 200
name
miles.
A name.
Aubrey Sinclair.
I don't count, bitch. I've been overrated for years, and I'm still overpaid.
Here, let me think about it.
Serena, kill, marry, fuck. Fat Cat, Jade Summers, and Violet Ray.
I would marry Jade Summers, fuck Violet, and kill Cat.
Boom.
Oh, Violet.
Paris, who would you say are your three favorite entertainers in your area?
In my area, some of my favorite entertainers are Nicole Dubois. I really like Lady Denisha Andrews here in Baton Rouge. And,
I love Andrews.
In this area, who do I enjoy watching? And I actually really enjoy watching Santana Pilar Andrews. I know she's a little funny looking when she's not moving, but as soon as she turns around moving, she can really work the stage. So I have to give her. I saw her recently at Splash, and I was very impressed. She could really move with them titty plates on. She got it together, girl.
Miss Kinley Andrews be getting it too.
I saw where she went on a date with Chelsea Devine today.
Well, isn't that just amazing?
You know, back in the day, Chelsea used to try to get in my pants. So I wonder if her and Santana did a little hanky panky.
We're gonna have to ask
Santana
her.
Santana said it wasn't a date. I think it was a date, and that's what I'm gonna go with.
You should ask Santana. Was your phone vibrating while any action was happening?
And did she smell like a Cheeto?
Did she look like a Dorito?
Paris, who would you say are your three least favorite entertainers in the area?
And why?
Oh,
no,
man.
You don't have to answer, just have to name them.
My least favorite entertainers in the area are those ones that are probably new and upcoming that probably just don't even know any better. It doesn't necessarily have to be their look. It could be their overall attitude. But people like Kerosene, who her attitude
clearly on social media is absurd and disgusting and immature. And I've met him or her, I can't remember, maybe once or twice, I can't remember if I did or not, because I was probably drunk. And I also don't like some of the newer queens here in Baton Rouge as well. They put a lot of those girls up on stage for these competitions, you know, these little search competitions, and then they come parading around on stage, you know, for paid bookings and gigs and things like that. And I just don't feel like I think
like
clubs
who?
Need to have some of these new girls. I can't even remember half their names. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of the truth, though. You know what I mean? That's really kind of the truth.
And then when we send our booking fee their way, they're like, oh, well, this girl's going to do it for 25. Well, let that raggedy Rue 21 bitch do it for 25. I'm not.
Right. No, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's just I think there needs to be a certain sort of standard held by clubs, especially big name clubs on Bourbon Street, clubs, you know, Splash in Baton Rouge is a big club here in the capital city. I know where you're from, Serena. You're a big club out there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think you wouldn't book someone who wasn't quality. You wouldn't waste your money. You know what I mean? I don't know if you do the bookings or who does the bookings out there. I'm sorry. But you know, I just feel like there needs to be a certain standard. And when I'm looking over and you're wearing jean shorts or leggings on stage, calling it a quote-unquote costume, don't be shocked if I call you out on it. You know what I mean? Because I have done it before to queens here in the capital city. You can ask Millie Meringue. You can ask Alexa De La Alexa De La
Something.
Whatever. De La Rosa.
De La Bay.
There's always,
De La,
you know, I'm sorry.
De La Cheap House.
I apologize if she listens to this that I got your name wrong, girl, whatever. But I've read her for filth in
De
the dressing room because she needed to step it up. I mean, you're booked on the show night with me on a Thursday. You need to step it up. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the best of the best, but I have a costume on and it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Serena, who would you
And
hear?
It has
Serena.
Sparkle.
Who would you say are your three least favorite entertainers in your area?
Three of my least favorite?
Yes.
Well, girl, I mean, any of the girls that get booked for like $20, pretty much, because they're basically making it harder for the girls that are worth their booking fee, and they want to come down on your booking fee for no reason when you're driving 3 hours away for it, and you have one costume that's worth $450.
Yeah.
I just don't like the queens that think they can wear something from the Piggly Wiggly and a tutu go on stage. Because what they're doing is they're setting the bar for everybody else to all the girls that have worked for 10-plus years and the queens before us even. When even the queens that are big names here in, you know, Louisiana, they go to try and get bookings, they're being told, well, we're only going to give you $85, $65 here, and they're worth at least $200 at least. And then they don't even ask for a hotel room because they're already getting shunned to the back because all these newbies that are just wearing Spanx and some Rue 21 gig, even though Rue 21 file bankruptcy, they still wear that stuff. So you're just basically screwed. And we're the kind of queens that put money back into this. It's a profit. It's a hobby. I mean, so all the girls that do this crap for cheap and making it harder for the girls that actually do care about this industry and the art form, those are the ones I don't like.
Well, you know,
agreed.
Like T.S. Madison said, step your pussy up.
Who would you like to get to know more as a friend in this industry?
Are you talking to me?
Everyone. Me?
Let
no
me
one.
See. I'm pretty good. I think everybody that I meet in my life is in my life for a reason. So I think if you want to get to know me more, you should be more apt to be in my life. That's how I look at
it. I'm not looking for any more. I'm especially not looking for any crazy.
I think you need a dog.
You know, like, I need a dog.
No, she don't.
Yeah, I think you need a
dog.
Who does that care
Girl,
of the dog?
You need a friend.
I have plenty of friends. I'm good.
You know,
I have a
Paris has a pet wolf at her house.
You can name the dog Tito's.
Yes.
What are you trying to
say?
Did Aubrey tell you about what happened to a bartender the other day?
What bartender?
Okay, so we were at an event that's going to be unnamed or bar. She asked the bartender for Tito's. She said, "Do you have Tito's?" And the girl's like, "Yes, we have Tito's. Hang on one second." And she came back with Cheetos. And Aubrey's like, "Oh God, this is going to be a long night."
And then I said, "Well, what kinds of vodka do you have?" And they said, "Oh, we have Grey Goose, Absolute, Patron, Tanqueray." I'm like, "Well, first of all, two of those are not vodkas, and this is
right."
Serena, where in the hell are we?
She was the one wanting to drink vodka. I was just happy with ice.
Here's a question from Renee. Says, first, you might want to know what one's agreements are first and foremost. Secondly, how is it their business to stir a shit pot of mess, and why don't they worry about themselves and not something that has nothing to do with them?
What?
Huh?
I'm not sure.
I don't understand that.
First,
is that a question or a statement?
I'm not sure. Secondly, how is it their business to start a shit pot of mess, and why don't they worry about themselves? I think it's in reference to a question about promoters. Promoters. That's a follow-up question, I think.
I don't think that's a follow-up question. I think that's a statement.
Yeah, I don't think that needs a follow-up.
All I know is Renee Roberts is my... Renee is my friend. And
yeah, and she's my friend, too.
Right, me too.
I'm
good. Does.
As an anonymous for Aubrey.
She's a cool bitch, and sometimes when I get a little intoxicated when I'm in Monroe, I stay at her house and she feeds me pork chops. So I don't give a shit what she does.
She's always been good to me, so I can't complain anything there.
Well, I didn't know her damn pageant.
But her thing sounded more like a statement, not a question.
I think it was a response to an anonymous question.
This anonymous source says...
Hold on, we have an anonymous question?
It's more of a statement.
Uh-huh.
From anonymous. Tell Aubrey and Serena we're going to have a live weigh-in. Get your scales ready.
Somebody wants me and you, Serena, to have a live weigh-in.
Oh, we already know who that is, Ricky Poche.
Exactly. I'll do a live weigh-in.
Yes. I need you to weigh in correctly. And don't fuck with the scale either.
I'm gonna
Let me weigh
big,
in.
Good long shit before I get on that scale and really show you what's up.
You better go find a Jason's Deli and hit up the salad bar.
Okay, we have Dex and Stacy have a question.
Dex Stacy has a question.
It might be anonymous, but
oh, well, shit.
No, anonymous. If you could make a Louisiana drag tour taking one girl from each city in Louisiana to make a show, who would it be? Gene with the city.
Okay.
Shreveport.
Here, give me the thing. Dex Stacy says if you could make a Louisiana tour. And take
Is
one girl
from sister
each city.
Dex in,
yeah, Dex said if you can make a Louisiana tour and take a girl from each city in Louisiana and make a show, who would it be? Yeah, girl, what the fuck other kind of Dex do you know?
Well, girl, you never know these days. There could Dexy Bottom.
Do you know there's two Corinne DeVilles out there? I found out. Okay, let's stay on the topic of the question. Okay, if we can make a drag show and take one girl on tour from each city in Louisiana, who would it be? Okay, Shreveport. I'd pick Serena.
Paris.
I'd pick Serena.
I'd pick me, too.
That's it.
Monroe.
Monroe, I'd pick Dextasy because she sings live.
Yeah, Dextasy.
And that's something for people to see, too.
Not there yet.
Dextasy, or I really like Sasha Black, too.
It's only one, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can only pick one.
Sasha Black. Her husband gets
well, I pick Dextasy. She sings live, and she can eat the buffet with us.
Yeah, well, I'd have a good time with Dex to see. I think she's good.
We always have a good time with Dex.
Alexandria?
Sable.
Girl, who the fuck is even in Alexandria?
Dirt.
Sable.
Yeah, I guess we take Sable. Paris, are you on there?
Yeah, I'm here, honey.
Do you give a shit?
Just smoking
weed. No, I mean, I would take...
Girl, she don't even know nobody from Alexandria.
And hey, from Opalud,
Dextasy and Sable as well, because Dextasy can sing live and she can eat buffet, and Sable because she's got them big old titties.
She got a big old piece too, supposedly.
Have you been to dudesnude.com and clicked on the Alexandria area? I made a mistake doing that one time and saw all my sister's schlong hanging out.
That was her third leg.
What about Baton Rouge?
Me.
Lady D. Lady D for sure. You're New Orleans. You're New Orleans.
No, she's like
Tacoma.
No, I'm
not. I live in Baton Rouge.
She counts as Tacoma. Lady D.
I would have to say Lady D. I love Lady D.
Lafayette, Kinley.
Lafayette.
Yeah.
Santana.
I would have to say, well, shit, mine's like Kinley or Santana. But
or
Kinley can do our hair and costumes on the road, too.
Yeah, Santana wouldn't be able to do none of that shit. Draw a mole on
us. Yeah. She'll tell us who's in the area on Grindr.
Pull out our towel rack. New Orleans.
New Orleans, Aubrey.
Hell no.
Well, Aubrey can talk us into, you know, getting stuff, you know. She can even say, this bar tab never happened. And then, you know, Aubrey, if someone's, like, trying to start some shit, she already knows the background story of everybody and comes with receipts, so they can't do shit to us in that factor. So Aubrey's
or
the person to have in your purse. Aubrey's like that, you know, that 9mm in your purse that no one knows about, you know?
What about Homa?
Homa. I'd probably take Star because she's fun, too, and she a huddle.
I'd take Gia Malone.
Well, girl.
Barbara, that's not nice, Barbara.
I'm sorry, she didn't take somebody else.
I would take none of these people. I think all of these people are horrible.
Pick yourself, Homa EOI.
Oh, yeah, Paris is the last of Homa EOI.
Oh.
Fancy. Fancy that.
You don't sound very impressed. What about Lake Charles?
What?
Does anybody even live in Lake Charles?
No, pass.
I don't think there's anyone there. There used to be. Is there still a bar there? Crystal?
I think.
Crystal?
I don't know who performs there, but they do. Last time I was there,
Athena Campbell was there.
No, she's in Texas now. She has a beard.
No, but she performed there.
Well, that should tell you how long it's been.
No, I went there for Miss Louisiana 2010, and then I popped in there. I remember I was in the area to go on a date with someone from Lake Charles, and we went up in there. And that place, to me, smells like cat and mothballs.
Yum,
girl.
I mean, I just can't take it. Hopefully it doesn't smell like cat and mothballs anymore. I don't know if they do any shows or anything there.
Well,
I bet you once you had some...
Oh, I got a message.
Once you had some Tito's in your system, you couldn't smell any of that stuff.
Keisha's so fine. and Portia Chandelier have a show on Wednesdays at Lake Charles.
I'm going to go with
well,
Portia
that
Chandelier
tell you
because
something.
Her name's prettier.
Who?
I'm going to go with Portia Chandelier because her name is prettier.
She's a car. She's named after a car and something that goes in your dining room.
Sounds
I like Keisha so fine. I think I remember Keisha. I think she's a bartender there. I think she's the one who did that pageant. I think when we went to Lake Charles, she did that pageant. I think she was covered in like CDs on her dress, if I don't remember. If I'm thinking
wow.
of the right person. She was like a bartender there, and she wore a dress made out of CDs, and that's all I remember. If
CDs
my memory serves me correctly.
Where's
Who's
some
asking
more
these
questions?
Damn questions?
Ecstasy.
Shit.
What's some more questions?
I don't know. Serena, is there a question you've ever wanted to ask Paris?
I pretty much know everything I need to know about Paris. I even know other things.
Oh,
she's my niece. I know everything I need to know.
Here, we have some questions from Reba Douglas. Reba wants to know, has Aubrey Sinclair seen Serena's hoo-ha?
Everybody has
my
hoo-ha if you're in the dressing room with me.
Well, I mean, I don't know what hoo-ha is defined as.
It's a good hoo-ha.
But, I mean, I think I've seen Serena from the Rooter to the Tutor.
And you tried to go bowling with me, and I was like, no, no.
I threw a gutter ball.
Aubrey likes
After
to
my hand nearly got
sleep.
Sucked up by that brown round.
No, no, no. It's pink. Thank you. But
I think it's like a vortex.
Aubrey Sinclair, when she sleeps hard, she likes to like start touching people and everything else.
Yep.
I sleep in panties, gym shorts, a hoodie, and I put my hood up too.
And a chastity belt.
I like it.
I'm like that one kid in the movie. I see white people.
I'll show you some white people.
I don't mind. I like it a lot.
Gone away. Has she ever seen Paris Manchester too hot?
Who hasn't?
I mean, yeah, she
Yes, I have seen it. I even got a picture on my camera roll.
Oh, why'd you get a picture of it?
Because
she
loves me.
Was she wanting to go bowling?
No, she's just feeling generous.
And have any of us ever seen Tiffany or Stars too hot?
I've seen Stars.
I've seen Stars on several occasions against my will. I have
too.
Not seen Tiffany's. Oh, Bradley said he's seen Tiffany's and Stars.
Oh.
Not in person.
Gross. How have you seen Tiffany's?
Not in person.
You've seen pictures?
Catfish.
You've catfished?
Oh.
You catfish Star
all of that nasty
and Tiffany?
Shit. Gross. Vagina hoo-hoos are nasty.
Why'd you catfish Star and Tiffany?
He was feeling frisky one night.
Don't worry about what's
going on. Oh, shit. Apparently Barbara likes the catfish drag queen and got pictures of Star and Tiffany's junk.
Barbara
well,
messages everybody underneath the sun to get dick pics, girl. I mean, seriously,
well,
that's not
Lord,
new.
You dated Barbara.
Oh, my God, for like 2 minutes, please. I don't even know who this is.
Oh, my God.
But doesn't everybody have Barbara's dick pic on their phone, too?
If you like,
I have a few
if you like
of Barbara and some videos that I'd love to show everyone.
Barbara likes
you know,
to support good
DM husband, me, honey. DM me.
Everything, Harry. Serena, do you have plans for any pageants coming up?
Maybe. All I can say is be on the lookout in December, the first of the year.
Sable wants to know if you have any interest in AAG or Continental.
AAG, yes. Continental, not yet.
No,
I do love Continental.
Our Starbucks Guy Adventures.
Paris and Aubrey, are y'all planning on returning to America? I really have no desire right now. Maybe.
If Tito's
Paris,
is in it, she's in.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I've competed for US of A nationally. I've competed for Continental nationally. I had never been to American Nationals until this past year when it was here in New Orleans. And, I mean, honestly, I was just kind of underwhelmed because USFA is always this huge, prestigious production. Mm-hmm. Final night's in this gorgeous, like, Southside ballroom tables and all the who's who shows up from all over the nation. And Continental's the same thing. My God. I mean, you know, it's like everybody, every gay celebrity, socialite person. I mean, internationally, people travel to come see Continental. It's in this gorgeous Vic Theater. I mean, it's just, and being on stage.
EOY is about the same way. All American Gods and EOY are too.
Experiencing that, like the light show and everything, it was just sickening. And then you're at America and it's in a hotel ballroom on a piece together stage and they can't get the lights and they can't get the sound to work right and hardly anybody there. And I mean, the year before it was at a Holiday Inn Express ballroom. I mean, it's just, it, to me, it's just like that's supposed to be the oldest and grandest and most prestigious female impersonation pageant. That's the best y'all can do. I mean, to me, it's just kind of chinchy. I mean, that's how I felt, at least, because I was expecting to really be moved being at Nationals and wanting to, like, have my spark reignited, because I've always wanted to be Miss Gay Louisiana America. That's first thing I always followed, you know, as an entertainer in the state, and something I followed before I was even an entertainer as a gay, you know, adolescent growing up, as a you know, gay teenager growing up. You know, I looked at all
that. That's all we heard about was America.
You know, I was really inspired by it. You know, I competed for Miss Louisiana America for 3 years, from 2011 to 2013, and decided to, you know, pursue other avenues at that time. But I'd always wanted to go back. But, I mean, after seeing that, I was just kind of like, well, you know, it's just kind of like,
throw in the wet rag.
Well, if I'm gonna spend all this money on some costumes and some foolery, I at least want people to see it and at least want to feel grand about it.
Right.
Not parading around on a piece together stage up in the Hyatt down the street in New Orleans or at the Holiday Inn Express ballroom somewhere in Tennessee where ain't nobody looking at it.
So you're basically saying you'd rather spend your money elsewhere, Seth.
Oh, I mean, pageants for me, whether a win, lose, or draw, that's my self-promotion of my brand. That's to show what I have to offer. That's for me to make connections. That's for me
it's
to challenge
money.
Myself. And if I'm going to do all this, I mean, I at least want my money to be seen and appreciated. And that's not saying I would never go back to America, but that's how I feel at this point in time.
Tell Aubrey.
Oh, hold on. Someone saying,
tell Aubrey to tell us about her Starbucks man adventures.
No, I'm not talking about my Starbucks man adventures, Ricky Poche.
I had Starbucks today.
Do an update on him or Mr. Fox.
No, I'm not talking about any of my escapades while I was in college, Ricky Poche. No, we're not talking about Mr. Prison ankle bracelet either. So, y'all trying to derail my interview.
Let's talk about the pink sneakers.
No, we're not talking about me wearing pink sneakers either.
Where can they see you this weekend?
Let me wrap up my own damn shit, Bob. Give me some more wine.
It's fall, bitch.
Oh, shit. Anyway, if you're looking to catch me this weekend, I will be on the go. Friday, I will be in the Corner Bar in Monroe, Louisiana, along with the one and only Serena
Styles.
I believe it's Corner Bar's anniversary weekend.
Yes.
So Serena and I will be entertaining at the Corner Bar this Friday in Monroe, Louisiana. It's been a hot minute since I've been to the Corner Bar. And it's been a hot minute since I've been to Monroe, so I'm really excited. This will be my first time back in Monroe since I won Miss Gay Fleur de Lis US of A back in April, on April Fool's Day. So I'm really happy to be there, so I hope to see all of my Monroe friends and fans and family out and about. Serena and I are going to cut up and have a good time. Saturday, I will be back in New Orleans at the Bourbon Pub for our Halloween Illusion show with myself, Tiffany Alexander, Kayla Starr, and Hunter Holloway. Sunday, we're doing our lipstick show at the pub. Nicole and Hunter will be our special guests. Welcome, Mercedes Ellis L'Oreal. And then the weekend, I'm in the Jubilee too, the Reba Douglas Jubilee this Sunday. So that'll be fun at the Golden Lantern at 5 o'clock before lipsticks. And the following weekend, you can catch me in Mobile, Alabama that Friday, Gulfport, Mississippi that Saturday, and back in New Orleans that Sunday.
Good Lord, Mary.
Yeah, bitch. I'm doing 2 gigs in Mobile.
I'm busy.
Barbara's
no wonder you don't sleep at night.
Yeah, girl.
Serena, you ready?
Serena, where are you going to be coming up the rest of this month for Halloween?
Well, I'm going to be in Monroe Friday night, then Saturday, Shreveport, Sunday off, the next following week, Friday off, Saturday, Central Station's Halloween show, and Sunday, New Orleans.
And Paris, where can we catch you coming up? I know you're taking some time off. Paris, are you still there?
Yeah. Yes, I am taking some time off. This weekend you can catch me at Splash Nightclub Saturday night at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock doing the DJ Hotspot. And you can follow me on Facebook and check me out. I will post my Halloween schedule up there. I just don't have anything in front of me. I'm in my car.
I do know Friday the 27th you're doing the Halloween weekend illusion show at the Bourbon Pub.
Yes, I will. I'm excited.
And I think that Sunday you're doing Halloween Blingo on the 29th.
Yes, it's going to be a Halloween-themed Blingo. Be sure to check us out. I'll be giving away some fabulous prizes. I'll be talking some more shit on my phone. So come sit, drink with me, and let's win some prizes for a big gay Blingo.
I'll be giving out some tricks and some treats, Hammy. Oh, Mama Deb sent a message. Shout out to Mama Deb. Show director of the Corner Bar in Monroe, Louisiana, where Serena and I will be featured. She wants to know, bad pageants, promoter ethics make recruiting and marketing difficult for genuine promoters. True or false?
True.
That would be true.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's common sense.
Mary, all I know is there is some shit and some caca about pageant promoters. I'm not sure what the whole scoop is, but I'm going to get to the middle of it. I think Britt Rambin and Veronica Lovehart have something to do with it.
It's Serena Brady.
It's always them, too. It's always them.
So somebody asked a question about Miss Gay America and Devastation Brooklyn Heights. I don't care.
I
thought Brooklyn Heights was going to win the pageant, but who knows?
Me too.
What the hell do I know?
That's
who
I wanted to win.
That would have been a hot pussy year, bitch.
I wanted Nicole Dubois to win. I voted for her.
I thought Kelly Ray had won the damn talent. I didn't know. Shit. Who knows? Who knows? Who cares? Brooklyn Heights before Miss Continental. The rest of them try that. Barbara's launching courts across the room. Thank you to both of my special guests this evening, the fabulous former Miss Gay Louisiana U.S. of A. Serena Stiles, celebrating her 5-year anniversary this year. Are you going back?
It depends if we can work some things out.
Yes.
Paris will be celebrating
nothing
this year, but you can catch her performing at the Bourbon Pub, at Splash Baton Rouge, and all over the place. Being absolutely fabulous. Thank you both so much for joining me on Spill the Tea this evening. We have finished off the second bottle of champagne. I need to go have a seat. I need to go catch my breath. I need to pee. Special shout out to Rainbow Radio, Southern Hospitality Productions, for this fabulous Rhinestone Royal series. I believe next Wednesday you can catch Aiden Iman down for his show. What is it called? Down syndrome on the down low. Something has the word down in it, some kind of shit like that. Anyway, join him next week. It's gonna be real cute. He just went to the Mr. At Large pageant. I'm sure he has things to talk about. Coco one Wednesday a month and somebody else another Wednesday a month. But I'm sure their shows are not as interesting as mine, but tune in. We love them all anyway. Shout out to my promoter, Mr. Leo Black, and Miss Gay Fleur de Lis, U.S. of A. pageantry. Coming up, I'll be crowning my successor, February 17th, 2018, on a Saturday at Club Pink in Monroe, Louisiana. So come join me and Roxy Hart for a fabulous night of pageantry, and hopefully you both consider entering the pageant, because I really don't want to crown some horrible rotted booker. So thank you both for joining me this evening. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, everyone who's listening. Signing out, this is Aubrey Sinclair for Spill the Tea, Rainbow Radio, Rhinestone Royals, Southern Hospitality Productions, Gatewood, that's for five.
Thank you, Kirsty. Thank you.
Another one. Another one.
We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Matrix. Rocker with it on the Bronx. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little dim down tonight. Cause I can do some things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wild.